Hello everybody, this is Pistol Surf Pandas bringing you another CSGO tournament recap. This week will be the DreamHack Zowie Open Leipzig 2016 taking place in Leipzig, Germany. Featured 8 teams for competing for a total prize pool of $100,000. The 8 teams were broken down into 2 groups. Group A was Na'Vi, SK, Luminosity, and FaZe. Group B was Astralis, Dignitas, Virtus Pro, and Mousesports. So in the Group A starter match, it was Nautis Vincere versus SK Gaming in a best of one. They ended up playing on Mirage with Na'Vi taking this by force and beating SK with a final score of 16-3, moving them on to the winners round of Group A. Second match of Group A featured Luminosity versus FaZe Gaming, former G2, former Kinguin. This match took place on Inferno, and I'd say it was a small upset. Other people would call it a larger upset than it probably was, but FaZe ended up winning the match with a score of 16-9. Over the Luminosity squad, moving them also through to the winners match of Group A. In the other group, they had Virtus Pro versus Mousesports. They ended up playing on Dust 2, and all that practice and boot camping that Mousesports has been putting in over the last few weeks ended up paying off, and they absolutely wrecked the VP, winning with a score of 16-5. Snacks going 3-for-20 in this game, and just as a highlight, not helping out in the way that he usually does. He usually has a fairly good impact, so VP might end up having to rethink some things as they move forward after that loss. In the other match in Group B was the newly named Astralis, formerly TSM, formerly Team ? Versus the other Danish side of Dignitas. They ended up playing on Overpass, and this one would be no surprise really, as Astralis would take the game 16-9, moving them through to the winner's match of Group B. So in the winner's group match from Group A, Na'Vi versus FaZe, best of ones once again. They ended up on Train again, so map that FaZe that just beat Luminosity on. Na'Vi arguably hand in hand with Luminosity in terms of playstyle and skill probably at the moment. Na'Vi definitely looking stronger at the moment though. Na'Vi ends up taking the match 16-9 over FaZe, and Na'Vi wins Group A. And in the Group B match, we have Mousesports versus Astralis. Mousesports did put up a fairly good fight. They ended up playing on Mirage. Match went into overtime, and I'm not actually sure if they played MR. I guess they played MR5 because this one went. They played MR. They would have had. Whatever they played. It ends up being 22-19 is the final score for Astralis. So Astralis wins Group A. Na'Vi wins Group B. So in the elimination round, the elimination game, Group A, the loser's game, was Luminosity versus SK. Best of three. Played maps for Overpass, Mirage, and then Train. Overpass saw Luminosity coming across with the victory, winning 16-7. On Mirage, SK ends up taking the win, 16-10. Then Luminosity close out the series, winning Train 16-10. So SK got knocked out of Group A. Group one of the groups. I think I'm mixing up the group names, but out of that group, Luminosity ends up going home. VP versus Dignitas in the losers of the other group. Played Cash, Mirage, and Cobblestone. Cash ends up going 16-11 in favor of the Polish squad, Virtus Pro. Mirage actually won by Dignitas, taking it total of 16-7. Then Cobblestone went into overtime, and Dignitas ended up pulling off the win 22-20, sending Virtus Pro home in the first real round of the tournament. That brings us to the group decider matches. So the decider matches for second, third, FaZe versus Luminosity. The maps were Train Cash and then Mirage decider. Luminosity ends up striking back on FaZe for their earlier loss on Train, and Luminosity picks up Train 16-7, and then they also close it off on Cash with a score of 16-5, meaning Luminosity goes second place in the group. FaZe is third. On the other side, we got Mouseports versus Dignitas. The maps were Cobblestone, Mirage, and Inferno is the decider. Ends up going 16-4 on Cobblestone in favor of Dignitas. And then Dignitas 2-0 the series on Mirage with a 16-13 victory over Mouseports. Dignitas being the second place in that group. So then we have in the semifinals, we have Astralis versus Luminosity in the first semifinal game. Maps here ended up being Train, Overpass, and then Inferno. No surprise, Luminosity has had much practice on Train already in this event. They end up winning 16-8 on Train, and then they end up taking the sweep on Overpass, winning 16-12 and knocking Astralis out of their first tournament under their new name for this year. Then the other semifinal, we had Na'Vi versus Dignitas. And maps, Cobblestone, Train, then Mirage. This one also a not terribly surprising ending, with Na'Vi taking Cobblestone 16-13 and then taking Train 16-9. Both maps, I would argue, are very strong Na'Vi maps. That sets up a grand final of Luminosity versus Nada Sincere. For the grand final, best of three, Luminosity ends up banning out. I'll go through their veto process. Luminosity removes Dust 2, Train, and Inferno. Na'Vi removes Cash, Cobblestone, and Overpass. So the remaining maps are Train, Cobblestone, and then Mirage. First map goes into overtime. It is MR5. And Na'Vi ends up winning Train 19-16. And then on Cobblestone, everybody seems to be picking all these Na'Vi maps. I mean, they don't have... Luminosity picked Train. I said they had removed Train, but Luminosity picked Train. They removed Dust 2 and Inferno. And Na'Vi picked Cobblestone, removed Cash and Overpass, leaving the last map as Mirage. So, yeah, Train 16-19 in favor of Na'Vi. Both teams splitting 9-6 on their respective halves, and then Na'Vi winning 4-1 in the overtime. Cobblestone, very similar story here. 19-16 victory by Nada Sincere. Each team going 10-5 on their respective halves, with Na'Vi once again winning in the overtime, with a score of 4-1. Man of the match, according to HLTV, for this game was Flamey. 62.9% voted for him. He had a kill death of 1.6, headshots percentage of 55.1, and a rating of 1.48. That leaves us with the, that concludes the DreamHack Zowie Open Leipzig for 2016. Na'Vi ends up being your victor, they walk away with a cool prize pool of $50,000 for their victory. I hope everybody enjoyed the second episode. Once again, if there's any comments, questions, improvements you'd like me to do, please feel free to comment on the forum post, and I'd be more than happy to address them and try and change some things up for the next round. Until the next LAN, which I think is actually, there's two this weekend, so I am going to be probably recording that maybe tomorrow. I don't think it's quite over. That would be the minors, the North American minor qualifiers were this weekend as well. I will be doing that one tomorrow, so stay tuned for that.